episode yet, which is where they talk about the trial for this guy.
Well,
so I haven't gotten there
yet. You're going to be,
I'm sure,
angry.
They've already teased at how angry I'm going to be.
So how many people stuck up for him?
Oh yeah. Well, they protect each other.
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown is having her Stranger Things dad officiate her wedding.
Oh. Oh, that guy. Yeah, the oh, damn it, what's his actor's name? I don't know, but Hopper is his character name.
Well, how old would she be, I wonder, right?
She's much older than she should be portraying on that show.
I'm sure.
I would say...
Her character's name is 11, right?
She's 20 years old.
She's 20, okay.
If you always wonder what Ghostbuster slime tastes like...
Never have, but go ahead and tell me.
Ben Wolford is your guy. He has a face full of it, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and he says it kind of has a... It's like a minty thick water.
Ooh.
Way less sugary and gross.
Back to behind the Nickelodeon thing. Did you see the squirting stuff on girls' faces?
I saw... No, yeah, of course. I saw all of that stuff they were trying to do. Very adult things, but using kids to display them, and it was horrible. And for whatever reason... I didn't catch on when I saw that stuff, I say as a kid. I didn't watch most of that as a kid, but anytime I would see it, it never triggered anything until they put it in this context.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, God, that's horrible.
How'd they get away with that?
Mark Ruffalo was supposed to speak at a legal conference, but his speech was canceled because of his support for Palestine. Liam Neeson and Glenn Close read off all the Donald Trump indictments on an episode of MSLSD. And I have a message for both of you.
Screw you!
I'll never watch another one of your movies. Michael Keaton back in action as Beetlejuice. The new teaser is out. It'll be in theaters on September the 6th. And Pete Davidson says Bupkis Season 2 is not happening because that part of his life is finished. Or, in translation, nobody watched it.
Oh, no, he got renewed for Season 2. He just backed out. He decided no.
Is that what it says here?
Who is running it? That show?
Peacock.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought that it was renewed, but he decided not to go any further with it.
It's time for the Heirloom Jewelers Show starring Jay Scott.
That's me. And True Booth.
You've been renewed.
That's wonderful. I will always accept that. Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery. They're located on Vaughn Road. Near Watchman Drive. In fact, 6948 Vaughn Road is their address. But their phone number is 260-0066. 260-0066. Remember that number, because when you call that number, you'll be talking to True Booth. If somebody calls you back from that number, it will be True Booth. Text it. Guess who? True Booth, once again. He is the owner and the only employee of Heirloom Jewelers. You will always be dealing with him when you deal with them. If you go online to their website, you can see all the jewelry that they have on offer there at Heirloom Jewelers. It's all antique estate jewelry passed down generation after generation, hence the name. HeirloomJewelers.com, Facebook, and Instagram. You can see the pieces there. If you have heirloom pieces that maybe you want to get, you know, hey, what is the value of what I have? You may not know. Troop can help you out with that. He can help you if you want to sell it. If you've got gold, he is looking to buy that and willing to pay top dollar for your gold jewelry, broken or otherwise. He will still take it. If you've got coins, bullion, that sort of thing, he is offering top dollar on that as well. It is Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, 260-0066, and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
Okay, coming up later this morning, there's a new term called office goggles. Office goggles.
So it's like beer goggles, but...
Yeah.
But how does that work?
Interesting.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. Coming up on News Talk 93.1 FM.
You're such a tease.
I am that tease.
Well, we are getting busy all over the area on this Friday morning. More and more folks getting up, getting out on the roads, and we are light to mostly moderate traffic flow, 231 out of Wetumpka. The boulevards are building, I-65 and 85, mostly moderate traffic there this morning. Please buckle up. Be safe out there. We're going to keep you updated on traffic. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
We need to do something a little different to get workers into the workforce, not wait until 4 years after they graduate.
Adam Seeley and Eric West are launching Baldwin Prep Academy, getting high school students right out of school and into the workforce with skills absolutely in demand everywhere. It's a model being used across the country. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Thank you for coming into this job interview. It won't surprise you that we're looking for someone responsible.
Perfect. At my last job, whenever anything went wrong, they said I was responsible.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time at the Flying Spear, 7.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Secretary of State Blinken is in Tel Aviv for talks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and his war cabinet. The Biden administration has expressed strong reservations about Israel's planned ground assault into the southern Gaza town of Rafah in the ongoing war against Hamas. Russia attacked electrical power facilities in much of Ukraine, including the country's largest hydroelectric plant. The nighttime drone and rocket attacks, which caused widespread outages, were the largest on the country's energy sector in recent times. At least three people were killed in these latest attacks. The manhunt in Idaho is over. Police have arrested two white supremacist gang members following an attack on corrections officers in Boise earlier this week. Investigators are now looking into whether they killed two people while on the run. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
I've been goofing off all day. Haven't done anything at all. Late for work, but it's okay. 'Cause I'm just gonna watch some basketball. It's an unofficial long weekend. I'm gonna goof off and invite all of my friends. And work really hard at just lifting some beers. And toast to goofing off every day.
It is National Goof Off Day. News Talk 93.1 FM at that convenient time of 7-Eleven. There's a thing here with March Madness that Southerners claim to be the most knowledgeable. Now, there's always been this theory that by you watching an event, you're somehow in your living room going to influence the outcome of something that's happening thousands of miles away.
Sure, of course.
And for Southerners, lucky snacks are relevant to their team or region. So everybody's got something.
Everybody's got to either sit in a certain chair or, I can't wear an Auburn shirt during an Auburn event because they'll lose.
Easterners are most confident their favorite team will win. Westerners least confident their favorite team will win. Easterners and wetnessers.
Yeah, Westerners.
Pardon me, I had a vowel movement there. For most competitive and Midwesterners are the most underdog fans.
Jay was just talking about the bracket-busting game yesterday. Kansas lost to...
Kansas number 3 lost to Oakland number 14.
And they said...
The biggest surprise about that is that Oakland has a school.
Well, yeah.
So,
what was the other? There was another one yesterday that you said there was a number that was starting out with 24 million brackets.
Well, so the NCAA reports that of 29 million brackets that were sent in, there are 2,000 left that weren't destroyed so far.
By the way, the perfect place to enjoy the game on a big screen with some great food is Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard. And you can do it and save money because their Inflation Bites menu is still there. Plus, they have a slam dunk menu for the entire month of March with other specials. Check it out at Baumhauer's.com.
We should mention that Auburn plays on TNT at 3:15 our time from Spokane. they're playing Yale.
Speaking of Spokane, we have a song that coming up in just a couple of moments that plays on that because of the woman who insists that snorting nutmeg is the same as doing a line here and there.
She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie. Spokane.
It's coming up right after.
The Ridge Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Alabama's personal injury attorney, me, Johnny Adams of the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert, everyone.
Radar is relatively quiet right now, so we start off dry, but showers and thunderstorms become likely today, especially, and if you check out my blog, you'll see future radar very colorful, especially this afternoon and into the evening hours tonight. Gusty easterly winds, today's high 64, tonight's low 57. Risk of a leftover shower, sure, it's not out of the question tomorrow morning, but I think the chances are small. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy, breezy day tomorrow with a high around 69. Rest of the weekend is dry, though. Sunday looks nice, lots of sun, high in the low 70s. Monday still dry, clouds increase, high 72. Risk of scattered showers beginning in the overnight hours Monday night, and showers and storms likely on Tuesday. That's a storm system worth watching, and we are. Right now this morning, cloudy, dry, 58, 714.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
It's for Grandma's pumpkin pie, not for getting you high, nutmeg. In your kitchen spice rack, worse than crack nutmeg. Do not try getting high on the spice nutmeg.
7:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM. That was a story yesterday. Someone insisting that nutmeg was getting people.
What do they do? Smoke it? Or do you know what they're...
Let me ask you this. Is there a product that's produced that somebody doesn't try and snort, ingest, inject, like the Tide Pods?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Well, I'm thinking about Native Americans.
Do real drugs.
Native Americans, 1700s, 1800s, who had to figure out that's poison. Although that one makes you feel good. You know what I mean? This one's medicinal. But isn't that amazing, though, how they somebody had to figure out?
Yeah, don't you wonder how many people ended up
dying?
Yeah.
That's not a good one.
Yeah. And thanks, Pete. We appreciate you. Your sacrifice.
A Native American named Pete.
We have a little over a week left in the month. 2 weekends, in fact, for you to shop at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Take advantage of 50% off the top ticket price at their location at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. When you're shopping furniture, unless you absolutely have one specific thing in mind, then they'll have it at Kaiser, and you'll save money on it. It's fun to just check everything out. Test seat, sofas, recliners, and things like that. But at Kaiser, they got 60,000 square feet of selections in a very functional, modest building at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Wear comfortable shoes, because I promise, even though you may be going in somewhat focused, you'll get distracted there and you'll want to check out everything. And you got two women there that just make the visit to Kaiser so incredible. One is Stella Beard. She's the one that can also get you hooked up with a Synchrony 0% loan if you're a qualified customer, if you spend $1,000 or more. And Leslie Wolfolk knows the inventory, but she's a decorator by trade. So if you're looking to create a theme for your home or a particular room, that service is absolutely free. So you save on the cost of your items. Then you save on sales tax, because its location puts it in 8.25 sales tax area as opposed to 10 in Montgomery. And, well, I would just say this. It's also good exercise. It is a big place. They could sell Learjets in there if they wanted to do that.
There'd be clouds, maybe, you know.
I wonder if it does have its own weather. Climate change at Kaiser. We'll have to look into that. Terrific people, an unbeatable selection. And if you'd like a nice sneak preview, visit them online at Shop Kaiser, KYSER, shopkaiser.com for Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Please mention to Stella when you meet her or Leslie that you heard about them here. We have Blue Water News, and I have one of two convoluted intros for Random Facts, which, as always, will be followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Governor Kay Ivey signed Senate Bill 48, known as the Parental Right to Know Bill, on Thursday. Under this new law, teachers at public pre-K through 12 schools will be required to post their curricula on their school's website for parents and guardians to view. The law also requires that parents have a process to question the curricula. UAB, Auburn, and Alabama will all be playing back-to-back-to-back first-round basketball games today in Spokane, Washington. The fun begins at 12:15 when UAB takes on San Diego State, followed by Auburn versus Yale at 3:15. Alabama closes the day's action against Charleston with a tip-off time of 6:35. The Birmingham woman who faked her own kidnapping will not be serving jail time. 26-year-old Carly Russell pleaded guilty to 2 misdemeanor counts for filing a false police report. Russell was sentenced to 12 months probation, 100 hours of community service, and must pay $18,000 in restitution. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more, with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer. AC
by LaGuire is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylaguire.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by LaGuire.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
License 84417.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Good grief.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now, a star is born. March 22nd, 1923, the world welcomed little baby Marcel Marceau. There was slight worry when the famous French mime came into the world.
Oh, doctor, why is he not crying?
Perhaps we cannot hear his cries through this invisible box he appears to be trapped in. Oui?
Sacré bleu, so annoying.
Marcel Marceau, a star is born.
And now,
random.
He mimed it.
I don't.
Did you see? Why weren't you looking?
He mimed it.
Explained it to me.
Marcel.
Oh, are you serious?
dumb idiot I am. Wow. You got something from Jake. Social Security.
Yeah, it's probably when I'm old enough to collect it, there's information in there I'll need. Back to you, Jay.
And stop talking about it, Fritz.
Oh, He mimed it.
Did you know in 1915...
Took a little trip.
Well, you probably, I think you may know about this one, Greg.
He wasn't around.
No. I understand. That's, yeah. What does the Social Security say? The USS Eastland.
Yes, the ship that turned over in the Chicago
River. Right, that's what we're talking. It was a cruise ship. The USS Eastland. Because of the Titanic, they said, hey, we need to put more lifeboats on our ship. Bad idea. The additional top-heavy weight caused it to sink before it left port.
Wow.
Killing 844 people.
Right there in the Chicago River. And in fact, it's believed that there are still
bodies down there
that they never were able to find. And it also, a contributing factor, there was some kind of a disturbance or something on one side of the ship.
And they all went to it.
They all went to that side, and that's when the whole thing...
Here's another one you're going to know. I don't know how much of the details you know, but Babe Ruth, his 714th home run. How old was he, do you know?
I'm going to go for like 38.
You're real close. He was 40 years old.
40.
40 okay. years old.
He was playing for the Boston Braves, and I think he hit him in Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.
I was about to say, he cleared the Forbes Field triple deck.
Yeah.
Triple deck.
All right.
And it bounced off a nearby residence rooftop.
All right, this is going to be a question, note takers. And by the way, on the eclipse day, April 8th, you know what that is, right? The 50th anniversary of the home run.
Hank Aaron
in Atlanta.
When he eclipsed Babe Ruth.
That's right. Eclipsed. Oh, it's on the eclipse day. See what he did there?
He mimed it.
Yeah, he mimed it.
You guys have given me a bunch of opportunities today to prove once again.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
But how about that? 50th anniversary coming up.
That's amazing.
On the
I remember that night very vividly.
I saw an old SCTV bit with John Candy playing Babe Ruth talking to the kid in the hospital. He's like, I'll hit you a home run. Right. And then the kid's like, can you hit an in the park home run?
Well,
And then he's like, can you do this? He kept asking him to do other things.
They did a rip on that on Seinfeld in an episode where Kramer cut some deal with a kid. And so O'Neill hits the home run. Kramer tells O'Neill, got to hit a home, two home runs for this kid. He says, hey, I'm not a home run hitter. Hitting one is tough enough. So he hits a second. It's inside the park. And the kid says, that doesn't
that
count.
Doesn't count.
Jeez. Funny stuff.
Did you know when Disney re-released its first of 20 classics direct to VHS, old video cassette?
Yeah.
They did this between 1984 and 1994. The first release in 1984 was Robin Hood. That VHS went on sale in 1984 for $79.95.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Those cassette prices used to be... I mean, I bought the Gone with the Wind box set back then. It was like $80.
Yeah.
It's going to be about twice that today.
The videotape.
That was the equivalent of $236 today.
Wow.
For a videotape that you could easily just get digitally
when
somewhere.
When the rental stores first started opening up, they would charge your card for the cost of the video as a precaution.
Right, yeah. That you're not going to return it.
And that video was about $70-$80.
Yeah.
I remember before I got, before I started working at the Blockbuster in Prattville, this was before DVD, but DVD was kind of working its way in.
Right.
In other words, our VHS section was still all over the place, and there was one little row that was like,
yeah,
DVD.
I remember that.
I realized that the company pays a ton of money for those video cassettes to come in, even though you're renting them for whatever. But if you wanted to buy them directly, a lot of money for a VHS. Did you know the... Oh, God, I can't even try and pronounce this. Zeit Pyramid? Anyway, translated, it's called the Time Pyramid. It is a public art project in Germany.
Germany? What's wrong with the public projects we have?
Well, their public projects here ain't great either. The public art project in Germany where one block of the pyramid would be placed every 10 years. This seems stupid. The construction of the pyramid began in 1993 and is expected to be completed in the year 3183.
I'm not waiting around for that.
I don't understand, like... You're a guy whoever proposed this art project said, look, every 10 years we're going to lay one down, but, you know, I'm going to die long before we finish. Who's going to take this over? Like, somebody's got to take it over, and then somebody's got to pass it along. You've got to find a good amount of people willing to keep doing this.
And in 3183, they're just going to say, the hell with this. Christ. The hell with it.
Somebody's going to forget, and it'll just sit there, or somebody's going to die tragically without moving on the project, and there's just going to be a couple of blocks sitting out where this art project was supposed to be.
Yeah, this is a lame idea.
I hate those things. Did you know? This really, I guess, none of us were alive back then, but I guess this shows you the feelings of the North and the South during the Civil War. Pumpkin pie and Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It was a matter of mid-19th century identity politics.
What?
Right?
They had identity politics back then?
Oh, yeah. When Abraham Lincoln declared a day of Thanksgiving on the last Thursday of November in 1863, a bunch of us Southerners said, well, we ain't listening. You're not our president.
Right.
And said, fine, we refused Thanksgiving. And especially pumpkin pie, because that was a Yankee thing. So we're not having that here. Yeah. God.
You know, I did a story once. Somebody grew a pumpkin that weighed almost a ton.
Oh, yeah, you can.
They
yeah.
can get really big.
Big, yeah.
Yes, they can. That big, too.
Huge, enormous.
Yep. Did you know, upon its publication... The children's book, The Story of Ferdinand. Remember Ferdinand the Bull?
Vaguely.
Yeah, he was, you know, he didn't want to go and do the whole bullfighting thing. He wanted to go smell the daisies under the tree and stuff.
Right.
He just wanted to be peaceful.
Yeah.
But, however, it was accused of promoting fascism, anarchism, and communism.
All at once?
The Cleveland Plain Dealer...
Yes, I delivered it.
...accused the book of corrupting the youth of America, and Hitler ordered the book burned for being degenerate democratic propaganda.
Wow.
Jeez. What was the book? Did you read a little book called Animal Farm?
Yeah.
Which was, a lot of symbolism about, communism and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I have the Cliff's Notes on that, I think.
Ferdinand the Bull. Coming up on Random Facts, we will tell you about volcanoes in Iceland. We are going to give you a random fact about homicidal sleepwalking.
Oh, no. You sleepwalk and you kill somebody?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
It's happened. And how many times? You might be surprised.
You wake up. Is everybody still around?
Yeah, right. We're also going to tell you, it's a song random fact, but it's one you guys are going to know very, very easily from 1965. But we'll give you that one coming up.
All right.
We will tell you, a 21-year-old killer in Japan. And I'll tell you who and why he killed people. And we'll tell you about rhythm. A random fact about humans and rhythm.
I've got rhythm.
I've got
rhythm.
I was talking about rhythm this morning earlier, but I forget what context.
Was that Jay and the Americans?
I've got rhythm?
That song.
Might be. I don't know.
Hang on. Let's go to the Google. It's called I've Got Rhythm, right?
Yeah, I've got rhythm.
Oh, well, it wasn't originally done by them, because I got George Gershwin.
Oh, no. There's another hit version.
Let me look up all the different covers that have been done.
So Gershwin is not good enough for you? Is that what you're telling
us? That's what I'm saying.
Other recordings. So George Gershwin was the first. Louis Armstrong.
All right.
Duke Ellington. We hit anybody yet?
Oh, my God.
Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra.
Oh, my God.
Benny Goodman?
Yeah.
Okay, no. Still nobody that you know of.
No.
How about...
Jay and the Americans? No.
Bing Crosby.
Oh, you're kidding.
How about The Happenings?
Oh, The Happenings. Not Jay and the Americans. The Happenings is the version.
Oh, okay. You're making it sound like there's breaking news.
A horrible impersonation of an alarm clock.
I've got rhythm.
Yeah. We're just waiting to come back.
The happenings.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're ready to move on with our lives.
Well, yeah, because we talked about rhythm and humans is coming up, and that's when we got off on the thing of, like, who's saying I got rhythm, and then we got here.
7:33 on News Talk 93.1 FM. That means the bus to camp 9 o'clock is more than halfway there, and we're on board.
It may feel longer.
And I just came up with my second convoluted intro.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Quite a few folks have multiple prescriptions that require refilling on a monthly basis. I just want you to know at Adams Drugs, they can set it up so that you can get them all refilled and picked up or delivered, whatever you want, on the same day. So you're not making multiple trips, although I never mind stopping in the place because I've gotten to know the crew that works at Copperfield. That, by the way, is also the same location where they make the butt paste.
There's a butt paste factory in the back, right?
Yeah. And if that can cure the rage of diaper rash, imagine what it can do to just enrich normal skin, or if you got dry skin or itchy. I always keep it handy, ant bites, things like that. Mm-hmm. Just put a little on and it goes away. It's very, very rejuvenating and healing.
Even sunburn, anything like that.
You'll find a staff at all 12 locations that's eager to accommodate, take the extra time to save you money on a copay, guide you to the correct over-the-counter solution for something you may be dealing with, not to mention their beautiful gift shops. And of course, don't forget the butt paste. Adams Drugs has 12 locations to serve you, 4 have health clinics if you're prescribed a shingle shot or a flu shot or something from the doc. And yeah, they do deliver. And if the doctor phones in a prescription while you're homesick, you're better off staying in bed and letting them bring it to you. All part of the service at Adams Drugs, now celebrating 62 years local. They're going to be there tomorrow, as opposed to some of the other pharmacies in town that just shut their doors. Stay local. 75 cents of every dollar you spend stays in our economy at Adams Drugs. Traffic Dungeon, part 2 of Random Facts, coming up next.
Well, looking around the area this morning, our busiest spots that we are seeing right now are going to be I-65 and I-85 into Montgomery. And we've still got a whole lot of cars on 231 out of Wetumpka. That traffic will continue at least for the next hour or so. We're just busy this morning. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We'll keep you updated if any accidents come along to slow you down. Trenum State now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call 5Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, let's drop anchor in the port of
Rand.
Didn't really sound like it. Well, it sort of sounded like an anchor.
Yeah.
I don't have a splashing sound.
It worked.
Did you know there is one volcanic eruption in Iceland every 5 years on average?
And they're going through one right now.
Think about it. Every 5 years, you got to think, well, One's going to happen sometime this year.
You know, that's cool and all, Jay, but those who listen to my afternoon show expect a volcanic eruption at least once an hour.
I don't know. I think I would rather have one volcanic eruption every 5 years than an entire season of tornadoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather every year we get... It's tornado season.
Yeah.
Could hit you anytime. Yeah. How about just once every 5 years we worry about a volcano?
Yeah.
That may or may not erupt. And that likely because it's a volcano that erupts would be out of harm's way and you wouldn't have to worry about it.
This current big deal, Iceland eruption, fortunately is not going to affect air travel, but you remember the ones that... It did affect air travel?
You could see that thing. They had radar that where you could see the smoke, the cloud, the way it had just...
It completely disrupted the Atlantic.
It blocked the travel from across the ocean. Europe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you know? Homicidal sleepwalking. There have been at least 68 cases of people killing people while they were sleepwalking.
Now,
how do you prove that?
Can you be charged?
You are.
I think you can get a ticket for that.
That's the problem. They have to prove that you were sleepwalking. For the most part, I think they actually can, because more than likely you have been diagnosed with that because you've tried to go and get, you know, and see about getting it fixed.
So are you. Do you go to prison for that?
It depends. There have been some who have been found guilty, and they're like, nah, man, you're just throwing the sleepwalking excuse out there. But for the most case, I don't think they are. A famous case from 1981 had a man unconsciously stab his wife 26 times. Ooh. The court found him not guilty by reason of temporary insanity because he was sane at the time of the trial. He was not sent to a psychiatric hospital. It was just whenever he was sleepwalking that he... Yeah.
Mm.
I...
Homicidal sleepwalking, that is scary.
I've never dealt with anybody who sleepwalks. I don't know if you've ever had to deal with anyone that sleepwalks before.
But people do stuff on...
I did doze off on the air once. After I went to the dentist.
Oh, man, still had some of that stuff left over?
Yep.
People do stuff on Ambien. Is it Ambien?
Yeah.
That they don't know that they're awake. They drive to places and do stuff and send text. And
wow.
Is it Ambien, right?
It's powerful stuff, yeah.
Did you know, this one you're going to know about, a song from 1965.
Okay.
Hit me. 31 months of research into the song Louie Louie by the FBI.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
31 months they were looking into this.
Yeah, trying to figure out the lyrics.
I'm glad they're not wasting their time on stupid crap today.
Holy cow. They concluded that the lyrics could not be considered obscene because nobody could understand them.
But I wonder, and I'm going to Google it, if I go to Google the lyrics for Louie Louie.
Oh, go ahead, yeah. There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing there that is...
We have to go download. What does that even mean?
Louie Louie lyrics. Louie Louie lyrics. What do you have for me here as I load it in?
Hey, maybe Rich will sing them for you. He's been in a very musical mood this
morning. Oh, no, take me where you gotta go. Yeah, 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 baby. Louie, Louie, oh, baby, take me where you gotta go. A fine little girl, she waits for me. Me catch the ship across the sea. Me sailed that ship all alone. Me never think I'll make it home.
Oh, read this.
Oh, wait, you got a different one?
This is the FBI findings.
Oh, whoa, what is that one?
That one has the F word in it. At night.
What?
At night.
This is... Wait a second. Oh, wait. Yep. Whoa. Mine's got it, too. I just didn't get to that part.
Oh, my. I knew this would happen as soon as the queen passed away.
I'm glad I didn't continue to read the lyrics.
At night, at 10, I lay her again.
Hey, buddy, you got the fastest hands in the South.
Well, get ready, because he's reading.
Well, I'm not going to read that next line. No.
And Wes.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeez. All right. Never mind then. Did you know a 21-year-old man a 21-year-old man in Japan.
Japan.
Mm-hmm. he kept getting rejected by several girls for like dates and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he flipped. He flipped out completely. And he massacred almost half the people in his village because of the rejection.
Wow.
Whew. Crazy people. And finally, did you know that besides humans, the only mammal known to have a sense of rhythm...
I've got rhythm.
I do get a kick out of the dog videos where they're kind of just moving their rump or prancing to a certain beat. I've seen that happen.
The only other mammal, other than humans, known to have a sense of rhythm is the Indri lemur of Madagascar. Apparently can keep a tune.
Lemur?
A lemur in Madagascar is able to have rhythm. How they measured, how they know, I have no idea.
Let me ask you. I ask you, what is that in the photo with Goose there that I just pulled up on Facebook? Isn't that a lemur?
Hang on.
Oh, there's Daddy with Goose with a giraffe.
Well, that's not a lemur at all. That's a giraffe.
That's a giraffe, man.
Can you back it up so I can see the thing?
There you go. Right there.
Kind of looks like a lemur. I wish I could see the tail. But it kind of looks like a lemur.
Oh, that's a giraffe there with the long neck.
Yeah, I thought it was a giraffe.
As a matter of fact, that picture, the anniversary of that picture is like right around now.
The giraffe picture?
Yeah, that was taken in late March of 93.
Those are all of your random facts.
Oh, look at the boy. Oh, look at that handsome fellow.
Oh, I like the dog better.
Good. I'm glad you like your dog better. Alrighty, it is 7:47 coming out of the sky. Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, a little traveling band.
I'm going to send you the lyrics to Louie Louie. And I want you to look at the second chorus.
Then how did the FBI not find anything?
I don't
know. What were they looking for?
I don't know.
Chatted with Donnie Turner yesterday. The man is working hard, because we've had so much rain and so many wrecks.
How's he doing? He doing good?
I got to tell you, he is a medical miracle.
He's wonderful.
And you cannot stop the guy. He just refuses.
He refuses to stop working.
he should get more rest. That was my advice to him.
He won't do it. He won't do it.
No. His baby is Montgomery Payton Body, and he is, that's the level of care and concern. Seriously, at the risk of his own health, He comes into work to make sure everybody is getting the result they need when they bring their car to Montgomery Paint and Body to have it come out looking good as new, maybe better. That's just the way he is, and it's a waste of time to try and stop him. He's got son Brandon managing, but Donnie wants to make sure that everything is still being done to the same standards he established when he opened MPB over four decades ago. He's that kind of guy. If you get to know him, you'll understand why he set up MPB in the first place, because he was being asked to do unethical things working for other body shops. Nobody I know has a greater overall knowledge of the world of cars than this man. But when he was told, well, the customer's not going to know if we do this, and Donnie said, I will, and I don't roll that way. So he just started his own place. That was the thing to do. And now they've become the gold standard in automotive body repair. So when your car is damaged in an accident, first of all, your insurance adjuster will be glad to know you've picked Montgomery Paint and Body, and Alabama law gives you the right to choose who's going to fix your vehicle. 2-7 wreck with a W. If your car is not drivable, have it towed to MPB. And if it is, get that claim number as fast as you can so they can begin the process of ordering all the parts that need to be replaced, repainted, and repaired. 2-7 wreck with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
How old was Babe Ruth when he hit his 714th home run?
Okay.
Was he pulling Social Security yet?
I don't even think Social Security existed when he hit that home run.
It didn't.
To be honest with you.
Trick question.
Close, but no cigar. 272-9228, 272-9228. First caller with the correct answer wins $20 head start at Food Outlet. Everybody else gets into the grand prize drawing later this morning, giving away not only the works from Don Duncan, a Clark's Club membership worth $180, and a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card. 272-9228. We are standing by to take your call right now.
Well, looking around around the area this morning. Our busiest spots that we are seeing right now are going to be I-65 and I-85 into Montgomery. And we've still got a whole lot of cars on 231 out of Wetumpka. That traffic will continue at least for the next hour or so. We're just busy this morning. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We'll keep you updated if any accidents come along to slow you down. Trenum State now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Answering the phone until I see the name Backup Steve there, who may be on line five.
Might be.
But Colleen, good morning to you.
Hi.
Hello. You there, Colleen?
Yes.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
How old was Babe Ruth when he hit home run number 714?
I think it was 40.
That's correct.
You are correct. Are you the same Colleen that sends me all the good stuff on Facebook?
Yes.
I'm so glad you won. I want to thank you, too, because you contribute some great stuff.
You're also in the grand prize drawing later on this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah. And awesome. You've qualified for our Queen for a Day contest, so there's a lot going on here that... is that him? All right, I got to get to him, because I got no validation from you two. So let's see what Backup Steve...
You mined it!
It's a mime field. It's a mime field.
Come on, Steve.
Wait, what you don't see is I'm holding up a 1 and a 0. I'm giving you a 10 ranking for you. Convoluted random facts.
Thank you.
You put us in the port of random facts. I just love it. Absolutely great.
Thank you.
Okay, I got to come up with here's one. The first Disney animated movie released on VHS in 1984 was what?
I believe that was Robin Hood.
That's correct. That's correct.
Cost a lot of money, too.
Yes, it did. $79 for that cassette.
After the show, I got to get Jay to turn down my dinger.
Oh.
Steve, have a great weekend, buddy. We appreciate you. And we wrap up with Jay Tom.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, hi.
Hey.
844 people died when the USS Eastland sank. Where did it sink?
Chicago.
Chicago is right. Chicago River. Yep.
Good work. And then finally to Gary.
Hey, Gary, hi.
Hey.
Let's see. The most recent hit version of I've Got Rhythm in the 60s was performed by who?
I couldn't even answer that. I was here.
Or you can have that one, or the only mammal with a sense of rhythm is what?
I think it is the lemur.
Lemur is correct, yes.
Yeah, I would have taken the lemur question,
too. And I Got Rhythm was
I'll take that one.
Okay. All right, way to go. Grand prize drawing, by the way, is like 1 hour away, so make sure you're listening in case we pull your name. Freaking news. All right, we are at 7:53.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Almost did it again. There is some rain on the radar, but not much. There's some rain down towards Greenville, over around Eufaula, up towards Birmingham and Tuscaloosa. But the radar will populate, I like that word, quickly with showers and thunderstorms blooming and becoming likely later on today, especially this afternoon and this evening, with a high today around 64. No severe weather expected here in the state, except maybe down towards the coast. Gusty easterly winds. Tonight's low 57. Tomorrow, a risk of a leftover shower, perhaps in the morning sometime, but then otherwise improvement. It'll be mostly cloudy during the day, breezy with a high 69. And then Sunday looks like a nice day with lots of sun, high in the lower 70s. Monday's high 72 with increasing clouds as the next storm system approaches, with the risk of scattered showers beginning in the overnight hours Monday night and showers and storms likely on Tuesday. That's a formidable storm system. A few of the storms could be strong. We're watching. Right now this morning, it's cloudy and 58 at 7:54.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Hey, and I see good turnout on your breakfast this morning.
Yeah, 76 at... at 8 o'clock. It's pretty good.
Everything on that plate, that beautiful omelet. Mm-hmm. The bacon is Wright's Bacon, and I think it's the best bacon value. They always have everything at Food Outlet is cost plus 10%. But this is comes in a pound and a half package. Mm-hmm. It's thick. It is incredibly lean, very marginal fat, and it just bakes up so perfectly crispy. Or you can fry it.
Made a kind of a nice noise when you broke it in half there.
Yeah, the omelet is stuffed with cheddar cheese. The total package of ingredients all came from my food outlet. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall food outlet. It cost plus 10. Plus, look at those beautiful red tomatoes. Nice. It's called the How About Some Bacon with that bacon omelet. And you don't hesitate to take that extra strip or two when you know you're saving money and getting a good deal on whatever you buy, because it's cost plus 10% pricing at all three food outlet locations. And then each week on top of that, they offer specials. And you can save even more money. Now, taking a look at some of those today. In the meat department, you'll find rump roast $4.54. Set the oven at 275, shake some cricket dust on it, and then just keep basting it in its own au jus. It's going to be fantastic. They also have chicken tenders, the big, fat, fresh chicken tenders at Food Outlet. Those are just $2.26 a pound. That's like the lowest price I've seen in ages on those. And Dasani water, a 24-pack of those, fresh water, bottled for your convenience, $3.60 for a 24-pack. Sunny D juice. Kids love to drink that. $2.84 for a gallon. And Barney Armor sports drinks are 90 cents each at Food Outlet on special. Oh, not to mention, if you want to be an Oscar Mayer wiener, you can buy a whole pack. Pounds worth for just $1.98. And Bluebell ice cream, including that new flavor, what's called butter gooey butter.
I mean, the one that was left out yesterday?
Oh, no. Somebody left it out?
All day.
Well, no, I checked it this morning, freezer? And it froze up real nice.
Wait, it was back in the freezer?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that stuff was out all day. I thought somebody threw it away.
It's fine. I tasted it. I'm a goat. I can do that.
Oh, okay. You might be...
Well, the point is, not with it. Try this. You got to try
gooey butter cake is the name of it.
It's the best use of butter in... gooey butter cake, yeah.
Yeah, gooey butter cake's the name of it.
You got to try it. It's the best use of butter in ice cream ever. Three food outlet locations. I mentioned mine, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market, Antique Mall, 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook, and in the preferred community we love and know as Prattville, you'll find them just west of Highway 31 on Main Street.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission is investigating Amazon and other retailers for alleged marketing and selling of unlawful electronic devices. There are several ongoing investigations into retailers, including Amazon, for potential violations of commission rules related to the marketing and sale of equipment. Major U.S. airline chiefs have requested a meeting with Boeing to express concerns over an Alaska Airlines accident and production problems, the Wall Street Journal reported, citing people familiar with the matter. The airline's CEOs want Boeing directors to spell out their plan for fixing quality problems at the aircraft maker. Hyundai Motor America and Kia America are recalling a combined 147,000 U.S. vehicles over a damaged charging unit, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said on Thursday. The U.K. economy is moving towards the point where the Bank of England can start cutting interest rates in the face of easing inflation. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Well, looking around the area this morning, our busiest spots that we are seeing right now are going to be I-65 and I-85 into Montgomery. And we've still got a whole lot of cars on 231 out of Wetumpka. That traffic will continue at least for the next hour or so. We're just busy this morning. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We'll keep you updated if any accidents come along to slow you down. Trenum State now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.